Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
Final question for you, MD, is for the person listening today, hearing this conversation, someone who's struggling with not feeling, again, it goes back to feelings, that they should be the sex that God gave them, determined for them, sovereignly and divinely determined for them at birth. They're struggling with transgenderism. Or there's parents today listening who have a child who is struggling with this. And it often happens early on. And for some of the causal reasons that you articulated earlier, what is the message from God's holy word for someone struggling with it, or maybe the parents of a child who is struggling with it?
To accept who God made you to be. That is not always an easy thing for anyone to hear. The rise of human pride and self-realization and the desire to be able to speak our own words and to live our own lives and not have to be beholden to anyone. I mean, that's the nature of human sin and human destruction. But when we're talking with somebody, we should seek to be compassionate in the way that we speak and to let them know that these are not insurmountable things that you just have to deal with forever, that there is a way that God can work. If you actually care about what God says, if you actually want to be clear and you actually want these things to be settled, it will require you to submit to God and his word. But if you don't, then you will continually be frustrated and you will continually push back against it. And you will live your life in that perpetual tension of pushing back and coming back in and pushing back. And eventually, over time, your heart will be hardened in that process. Mm-hmm. And you will be given over to the things that you ultimately desire. And that's a sad thing for anybody, whether they struggle with gender identity or they're just a lost religious person who really doesn't love the Lord and really doesn't love people and they just become even more hardened and strident in their own self-righteousness and good works that they think are somehow make them meritorious in God's eyes. But we all come before God as broken, needy sinners. And God is a gracious and merciful Savior. And he has promised to redeem he came to seek and to save those who were lost. And what an amazing God that we serve, that he reaches out. You know, I was a lost religious kid. You know, I grew up in church and I had a lot of the right answers to the questions, but I needed a Savior. And if God can come and rescue someone like me, he can rescue someone who is broken and downcast and has all kinds of confusing questions about their own identity and how they feel and nothing feels right. You know, Laura Perry says in the film that her mom gave her the advice when she was just coming out of transgenderism that you need to trust the Lord and walk by faith, but you can't make your feelings a source of faith. You have to trust on something more firm than that, and that is God's word. And that's a call to every believer, whatever you struggle with.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331.